Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I wanted to take a little bit of time and remember what happened on that fateful day 8 years ago when we were attacked, and September the 11th, 2001. And I've got a couple of things I want to talk about, a couple more things I want to talk about. One is a top 10 list of things that I believe to be true about the global war on radical Islamic terrorists and those states that support and encourage them. Now, ladies and gentlemen, apparently it's become politically incorrect to talk about or to use the term war on terror. I don't understand that. Please explain to me why that is politically incorrect. Why is that not just the truth? Because, remember, 2,819 people lost their lives on that one day when we were attacked 8 years ago. So here's my top 10 list of reasons that I believe, the things that I think are true about the global war on terrorism. Number 10, all people who are free or who want to be, regardless of where they live on planet Earth, are in a global war against radical Islam. Now, is there evidence of the war at this moment happening? Are we being attacked every day somewhere? No. But remember what I said in the last segment. These people are very determined, and they are very patient. The war against terror is not something that you fight in openly every day. You fight it every day, but it's a lot more subtle than other wars, and we can never forget that. Number 9, the war on terror has no fronts, no rear areas, no demilitarized zones, and no safe harbors. Number 8, Islamic terrorists kill innocent, beautiful people that they hate because they are Jews, because they're Americans, or other non-believers, more than they hate these people more than they love their own children. Number 7, the war on terror is not about oil or Israel. It's not about global domination by radical Islam. It is, I should say, about global domination by radical Islam, which could take the civilization, which wants to take the civilization back to the first millennium A.D. Number 6, terrorism is very efficient. Even failed terrorist acts are successful because they always, almost always, have the effect of limiting and putting some imposition on free societies. Otherwise, why, years later, are we still having to take our shoes off when we go through an airport? That is the residual of terrorism. It's very efficient. Number 5, for many years, mistakes have been made in dealing with terrorism by many governments and their leaders. More mistakes will be made. Our enemies are the terrorists, not those who make mistakes fighting them. Number 4, success in the war against radical Islam will not come to the naive, the passive, or the squeamish. With regard to torture, we don't need to get all worked up, folks. If we have to resort to certain behaviors, I'm not talking about torture, but things that we have to do to get information out of people, we can't be squeamish about that. If information must be gotten to save American lives, to save innocent lives, then we can't be squeamish about those practices. Number 3, by themselves, terrorists cannot defeat us. They can only create conditions that diminish our resolve and cause us to defeat ourselves. Number 2, today, the future of the free world, I believe, is still at stake because of the stated goals and the determination of radical Islam. Number 1, the number one reason that number one thing that I believe to be true about the global war on terror, it is absolutely possible that we could lose the war against radical Islam. Now, folks, When I say lose the war against radical Islam, I'm talking about a generational situation. I'm not talking about this year, this presidential term, this decade. I'm talking about the rest of this century. We're going to have to deal with this kind of radicalism, this kind of intolerance, this kind of hatefulness. We're going to have to deal with that. Because there are still too many people out there who are growing young men and young women in their cause, who are teaching intolerance. And I'm not now when I talk about Islam, I'm not talking about the Islamic faith across the board. I'm talking about the group of people, the radicals, and we know who they are, who want to impose their will on the rest of the world. They have a worldview that is not the worldview of me or of you. And we cannot be impatient. We cannot be impatient about this. We have to be determined. We have to be deliberate. We have to make sure that we realize that this war on terror is ongoing, and it's going to be going on for a long time. Even if it's not in the news, ladies and gentlemen, let's never forget what happened on September the 11th. Let's never forget that that could happen again. And let's make sure that we do the things individually, each of us individually, and demand of our government that they do the things that will protect us from those things happening again. I'm going to take a quick break. Right back with Bill Dunkelberg. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me.
Way back when, in 67, I was a dandy, yeah, my kind.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.